You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am your host for this episode, Chris Chambers, and I am here with co-host, what's your name?
Andrew Chamberlain.
Andrew Chamberlain, Jericho Road Ministries, yes. And we're also here with a guest co-host, in fact, Miss Elizabeth Limestall. How are you doing, Elizabeth?
I'm doing great today. Thank you, Chris.
And I appreciate you being here with us. And today we're going to have a conversation with LT Archbell. Is that right?
Yep. Hey, everyone.
And she is, of course, with Total Dimensions Hair Salon. And we want to talk to you a little bit about kind of who you are, talk about your family a bit, talk about your business, obviously, how your experience with B&I has been over the last year. And then we of course, want to know, you know, who we can send your way, who you can help, why you do what you do, you know, all those kind of good things. And we'll round it off with some rapid fire with Andrew there. So as always, who is LT Archbell?
Well, hello, I'm LT Archbell. My name's Lindsay Taylor, so people call me LT for short. I have a daughter named Jenna. She's 11, and I'm married to a wonderful woman named Megan Archbell, who's also in B&I, just in a different chapter. I live in Spring Hill. I was actually raised in Wiiquewaatchee.
What chapter is Megan in?
She's in the Prophet Blazer, so that's the Brooksville chapter.
A new chapter, right?
Yep, new chapter.
Very good.
Wonderful.
Yep, awesome.
So grew up in Wiiquewaatchee. You stay here most of your life then?
Yeah, most of my life. I did move to Asheville, North Carolina for 4 years in my 20s.
Okay. How was that?
I loved it.
Yeah. Why'd you move back?
I just honestly missed home.
Yep.
Yeah, and I thought I'd have a better opportunity to do business here because I had such a I knew the community more.
Now, I grew up in Florida. I've lived here my whole life. And I know that Elizabeth came from Ohio, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and so you've been up north a little bit. Actually, Andrew, Tennessee, Ohio area?
Yeah, well, so where she was in Nashville, I was just right across the mountains in Tennessee.
Okay.
So we were mountain buddies there for a while.
And so obviously those places are a lot different than here. It's just hot all the time here in Florida.
Florida's awesome. It's awesome.
Oh, I'm not complaining. I'd prefer that, I think, than the cold and the snow and all those kind of things. So back to LT. What are some things you do for fun?
Well, I recently became scuba certified in June, so I've been doing a lot of that. It's super fun. I like to garden. I have lots of plants.
And let me come back to that. Back to the scuba for a moment. Mm-hmm. We were having a little bit of a conversation before we started recording, and you had an encounter with what you thought, or maybe you convinced yourself, was simply a nurse shark here not too long ago. Is that right?
Yeah, I liked to tell myself it was a nurse shark. Turns out it was a bull shark, and it was huge.
About 9 feet, right?
Yep,
we found out.
It was big, yeah. And I was cool, calm, and collected the whole time simply because I thought it was a nurse shark.
It's not going to hurt me. It can't hurt me. It's a nurse shark.
It's fine.
Ouch, that's scary. That's why I stay above the water. That's why I don't go scuba diving, because you have animals in there that are huge and are super dangerous. So anyway, very cool. Beautiful things that you get to see under the ocean for sure. Do you do any freshwater diving, anything like that, or primarily just the saltwater?
Well, I haven't yet. It's only been saltwater so far, but I've only been certified for, I think, like 4 months.
Yeah.
I've been interested. The other day I went to Silver Glen in Ocala. It's a spring. And I thought about maybe bringing my gear out there to check it out because there's some cool stuff, but I would absolutely not ever do a cave dive.
Cave, yeah.
Never.
I may have mentioned this before, but my father had a cousin doing some cave diving with her boyfriend, and they didn't make it out.
Oh,
so years and years ago. So it is super, super dangerous. Definitely got to be careful.
Yeah.
But anyhow, very cool. Sorry to bring everybody down on that. Super downer right there.
But on a positive side, that's a big thing in our B&I chapter.
Yeah,
it's huge.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people that scuba dive in our chapter.
Yeah. Really cool.
Yeah.
You mentioned gardening. I know Andrew recently picked up some gardening as well. What kind of things you like to garden?
Well, right now I have a phenomenal banana tree, lemon tree, and pineapple. And those are like the food that I'm working with right now. I also have a tomato plant, but it's not doing so hot. Otherwise, anything that I can try to keep alive.
Yeah.
I just like it. It's fun.
Like your daughter.
Yeah.
So we'll have to talk because that's my next one is the fruit trees.
Fruit trees.
I don't know what I'm doing there yet. So
I gotcha.
All right. Awesome.
Elizabeth, any gardening?
Not so much.
I do have some houseplants that I have managed to keep alive for several years, so I'm proud of that.
Hey, that's where you go, right?
I had Joe Cook in here the other day, and my wife was saying, hey, we tried to plant a little gardening like box in the front of our house, and it's all dead. Hey, can you come and scrape that all out for us? So that's our experience with gardening, not fantastic. All right, so gardening, Scuba, I know you like some yoga as well. Have you done any of the goat yoga or puppy yoga or any of that with Danielle yet?
You know, it's funny you ask. I just made plans with her for some time in October to take my whole team to goat yoga. Very cool. And the girls are super excited.
You'll have a blast. I've done it probably 3 times now. Yeah. It's fantastic. That and the puppy yoga was...
Yeah. She mentioned maybe doing some kitten yoga as well.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds great.
They're just going to do what they want to do, though, so I don't know if that's going to work.
But. I think we could get Chris to do some scuba yoga.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
There you go. I have done a little bit of yoga in the past. Probably would do me some good to do a little bit more. But anyhow. All right, so let's talk about...
I'm sure it would help your tennis game.
Yeah, oh, very good. That's true. Some incentive there, maybe.
There you go.
Let's see. So let's talk about the hair salon, Total Solutions. Total Dimension, rather.
Yeah.
All the solutions, though, at Total Dimension.
Absolutely. That's a good hook. Maybe I'll use that.
So when did you start that, or when did you get in that business?
So Total Dimension is actually a 30-year-old salon, and I'm 32. So I bought it.
So you started young.
Yeah. I actually bought it in June of 2019. It was great because it came along with kind of a built-in clientele, but we had that, and then we were able to rebrand with it. So I've been the owner for 1 year and 3 months now.
Okay, very good. So you had 9 months pre-COVID and 6 months post-COVID. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in a moment. It's been a tough way to kind of get started there for sure. But what do you do at Total Mentions?
So I'm a hairstylist too, so I do, you know, anything from highlights and cutting. I'd say my favorite thing to do is probably anything to do with texture, so blow drying, you know, straightening, keratin treatments. I'm a color specialist. I love color, but I think the challenge of giving somebody, you know, if they have straight hair and they want curly hair or vice versa, it's something that kind of works for me.
Yeah.
Total Dimensions offers everything from nails, facials, hair, weddings. We do hair and makeup for weddings. Anything you can think of in the beauty industry, we're going to have it there.
And I know one of the things that you mentioned from time to time is, pretty much 9 to 9, open till about 9 o'clock on most days or some days.
Right.
I can give a testimony
to that.
Yeah,
go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
So my wife, like 2 Fridays or so ago, mm-hmm. they were there. I was like, I got a little nervous. I was like, we got some other kids here. What's going on? But she was getting, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
All the ladies in my life now, even Bailey.
Yeah,
it's going to start going mm-hmm, there.
Yep. So. And Bailey, your daughter?
Yeah, yeah. Bailey, my daughter. Excuse me. So my mom, my wife, and my daughter.
Yeah,
going to LT because they're phenomenal.
Yeah, my son Seth has gone to Total Dimension. I haven't got out there yet, but certainly looking forward to doing that. So,
I have my own story to share.
Okay,
as females, we do not stray from our providers when it comes to facials, nails, hair, stuff like that.
It's true.
I had been going to one individual for several years. The last time I went to her, she and I chatted a bit too much. She kind of hacked my hair.
Oh, boy.
I was not happy when I left. But I called LT. She got me in. And now it's looking great. I'm
fantastic.
Loving it now. Yeah, it looks much healthier. So, yeah.
Very good.
She was
godsend.
let's
see. So open till 9 p.m. most days. You're looking to do weddings and those kind of things. Let's talk about B&I, and then I'm going to come back and talk a little bit about kind of how COVID has impacted the business. Okay.
Sure.
Now you got into B&I August 2019, I think, right?
Yep. Just shortly after I opened the business.
How did you find out about B&I?
I was in a different networking group at that time, just meeting on Mondays at the Holiday Inn on 19, and Carolyn invited me,
mm-hmm.
and also Rob Mustache was in B&I
okay,
then,
yep,
and
yep.
They both kind of like same time came to me and were like, you know, if you really want to come to a meeting, we can invite you. And I was like, all right, well, when is it? And they said, just be at the church on Northcliffe at 7 a.m.
Yeah,
I was like, what?
Did you say 7?
Yeah, I'm like, oh man, I shouldn't have said I'd go to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was kind of like salty that I said I'd go, and I came with my coffee, and I was like, eyes already rolling. And then I started listening to what was happening, and I started hearing the numbers, and you could see the relationships.
Yeah.
You know, people were joking with each other. It was very different from the networking meeting I was going to, and by the end of that meeting, I signed up that day.
Yeah. I've been in since 2017, Elizabeth since...
Early
2017. And Andrew, what?
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah, early
2020. February. And I think all of us would echo what LT has said there. Certainly super high energy at 7:30 in the morning. you know, Zoom has been a little bit different. Had to get, you know, used to that. I think by and large, the chapter's done a really good job of being able to continue, you know, even through COVID. But let's talk about how COVID impacted you in particular. Obviously, early March, April, we saw some shutdowns, and that did impact your business, right?
Right. So we were open for 9 months, and, you know, and then we got shut down for 2 months.
Yeah.
So at that point in time, I didn't even know how we were going to survive it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was scary. I still don't even really know how we did survive it.
Yeah.
But we did. And it worked out, and that's, I'm just grateful. So, but then when we opened back up, I would say that's when B&I had the biggest impact on us because, I think when you actually have relationships with people, they want to see you do good.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was coming to me just out of nowhere, sending people. And so building a book when you're doing hair takes about a year. That's, you know, the average if you're really working for it. So in the first half of the year, I was doing more back-end stuff of the business than I wasn't actually doing hair.
Mm-hmm.
So right before the COVID shutdown, I started to accept clientele. And when I'm 100% booked, and it has not been 4 months.
Wow. Since
maybe it has. But it's been a short period of time, and it's like record.
Since reopening.
Reopening, that's I'm great. 100% booked. And I have a hard time getting people in at this point, which, I mean, personally, I can mm-hmm. send them to my girls on the team, and they'll do a great job. But...
And, you know, obviously, you know, at this point in time, I think the numbers in the U.S., deaths just went over 200,000. So COVID's still out there. We don't have vaccine,
right.
so on. So what are some things that you've done to make clients feel comfortable coming into Total Dimension?
So we're going above and beyond with everything. The CDC came out with this set of rules, and that's basically staff has to wear a mask. You have to have your doors locked. You can't just allow people to walk in to avoid crowding.
Yeah.
And they want you to do a certain level of sanitizing, and we've just decided to kind of embrace all of that and add to it if we can. So we have made masks mandatory in our salon.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't at first, and we started to realize certain people were uncomfortable, and there's a lot of controversy with COVID and with masks and all that stuff, but at the end of the day in my business, I just want the people who are fearful to be comfortable.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we're just, masks are mandatory, wear them, please. You know, we do appointments one at a time, where mm-hmm. before, in the middle of a color process, you can get like a men's cut in, or you can fit something else in there. We're just not doing that anymore because it, you know, adds more people to the situation,
mm-hmm.
and that's an uncomfortable thing right now. And then there's a lot of things, but one in particular is that we have a private room. So if you are immune compromised mm-hmm. or you're worried, you're just, you know, you need some self-care, but you really don't want to venture out into the world.
Yeah.
We have a room where we can shut you in. And it's just, you know, 8x10, me and you, and we'll get you taken care of.
Yeah.
So I want to ask a question on that one really
okay,
quick.
Sure.
For that, with that room, did you guys, is that something you think you're going to use moving forward? Because, I mean, that seems like a really cool, like, add-on to do, you know, for people. Because, like you were mentioning, Chris, I mean, this isn't going away right now.
Yeah.
You know, so is that something you'll be using moving forward?
Well, it's a good question because actually, this weekend, we have a contractor coming in and changing it into a pedicure room. So it's going to be great. So no, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to use the space. It's when I bought the business, they were using it as a multi-purpose room, which just didn't make sense to me. You don't go get a pedicure in the same, like, you want this experience, right? You want it to feel good. And that multi-purpose room just didn't offer that. It was chaotic. So basically what I did was clean the room out, and then COVID happened to come up. So we were kind of like, oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
We can use this now, but it won't always be that way.
you know, as far as you mentioned the mask and everything, you know, I mean, my kids are back in school wearing masks every single day, right? Mm-hmm. All day. They have mask breaks, which are really exciting for them. Get to take it off and go in a corner, you know, and those kind of things. And so, you know, I initially, I'm like, I don't want to wear a mask. It's weird and blah, blah, blah. But I think it's more for others as much as it is for, you know, for yourself. You want to make sure that you're like you said, you want to make sure you're folks that are immune compromised and, you know, they're safe. So you don't want to do anything that may impact them. And so leaving it, you know, at church now, you know, I'm wearing my mask and those kind of things. So we get around a lot of folks, but and that's something that I think is still kind of changing, right? The right. idea behind that. So anyhow, very good. Now, obviously, you've mentioned a little bit about some of the clients that you can help as far as coloring the hair and the highlights and obviously cuts and styles and all those kind of things. Weddings is one thing I know that you were really starting to do quite a bit. I think you and Jody actually had kind of teamed up a little bit, looking to hit the wedding mafia kind of thing, right? So talk a little bit about that if you would.
So, weddings. Actually, Jody and I have worked together on two separate situations, and we just work really well together. Mm-hmm. So we were targeting them before COVID came and shut everything down. When I was in Asheville, North Carolina, that's a huge destination wedding place. So I got the experience to work on, probably 5 to 7 weddings a week, and hair and makeup both. And I really wanted to bring that down here when I moved back home. Mm-hmm. So I think when it comes to weddings, I specialize in kind of like communicating with a bride before mm-hmm. anything and just understanding their vision and where they may feel uncomfortable. You know, certain looks, you just want them to feel and look great on that day and not stress about, oh, my makeup's running or my hair's falling out or something mm-hmm. like that. So it starts with communication, then it ends with the skill of keeping your style intact mm-hmm. the whole day.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. It's a mm-hmm. special day.
Yeah. Well, now, you got married before COVID hit.
Right before.
I know there was actually somebody at our church got married like the first week when everything started going crazy.
Wow.
And they went ahead and moved forward with it. I know there's others that have were planned and they ended up pushing those, you know, dates back or maybe have changed the plans. Looking forward, you know, we mentioned before we started recording, Michelle Hobbs, you know, doing some live stream, those kind of things. I wonder, and again, I don't know if we know sitting here today, but I wonder if that's something that the weddings, you know, moving forward, at least in the next, you know, 12-18 months is something that we see more of. I think if it is, I think you probably still could step in, you know, into that.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I've heard people saying those things like, we're going to live stream our wedding and it's just going to be an intimate gathering with say just family members, and then we're going to live stream it for anybody else who would want to come.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, still my services would work because you want to look it on camera.
Absolutely. You know? Now, Elizabeth mentioned a moment ago, you know, trying to get somebody who has maybe their own stylist, their own folks already to give, you know, Total Dimension an opportunity. What would you say to those individuals?
The people who are like already have stylists stuff. I always say, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to build a relationship, we can start there. And, you know, I moved away 4 years ago and all my clients had to go somewhere else.
Yeah,
so there's always opportunity mm-hmm. in it still. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm one of those people who have strong relationships with my clients and I would never want somebody trying to steal them on the side. So that's not, you know, if you have a stylist, I have nothing but respect for that. But, you know.
Cool.
Still want to be your friend.
But at the same time, if there were, like you were saying, like something came up. I mean,
right, exactly. Yeah. Then I'm already your friend.
Yeah, there you go.
for individuals, myself, I mean, I go wherever I'm driving. I'm like, hey, I need a haircut. Oh, look, right there in front of me. So that's typically how I get, you know, my haircut. You have individuals like that. What would you say to those individuals to try to convince them, hey, instead of doing that, like be a little bit more intentional, you know, planning?
Well, we are open until 9 p.m. for people like you.
Okay.
For people who are leaving work and they have something to do tomorrow and they're like, oh, crap, I didn't get that haircut I meant to get. We're really targeting professionals with that because typically people are working either 9 to 5 or something more
mm-hmm.
than that. So we're trying to be open to when you would be able to come in.
What's the phone number for them to call you?
It's 352-686-4510.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you have a website?
We do.
Okay.
TotalDimension352.com.
Okay, TotalDimension352.com. Very good. Andrew, got some rapid fire for us?
Do I ever? All right, so first question. Best book. It can be business, networking, or otherwise that you've ever read?
It's always going to be Harry Potter for me.
Always.
And again, we mentioned before we start recording, but you don't have a particular favorite in there, just that entire series.
Just the whole thing. Read it more than once.
What's better, the book or the movies?
Oh, the book.
By far, okay.
The movies are, I mean, they're okay.
I like how she said always, though.
Yeah. Always. Yeah.
You never know what's going to come, though.
I don't know.
All right.
I have, like, faith.
That's cool, though. All right. Most important networking trait that you've learned?
Just smile and be open-minded, be inviting, be warm. Don't be nervous. I was really nervous when I first joined BNI to talk anything. So the more I just kind of slapped a smile on my face and pretended to be comfortable, the easier it got.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, I mean, specifically with my family, they've all said the same thing. Like, you're very warm, very warm.
Oh, thanks.
That's really good. I think you embodied that well. If you could go back in time and talk to yourself, all right, what is one networking secret that you wish you would have known when you started? So I think you kind of answered that, but maybe restate that a little bit.
Well, I think it's actually about building relationships, and I don't think I really ever knew that until I did join BNI.
Okay.
You know.
Wonderful. Instead of just making a sale?
Yeah, it's not about collecting cards or shaking as many hands as you can. It's about building friendships.
Very good. Very good. What is one business tip that you wish you would have known sooner?
So I'm really new to business, but my tip is get a bookkeeper and a receptionist. And don't hold back on the things that maybe cost money but are going to help you, because you can't do it all.
Yeah, that's good stuff. And what is the most profound piece of advice you wish you had known sooner about life in general?
So I think the most profound piece of advice for me is that, you know, your attachment is the root of your suffering. So when you get so attached to this idea of how things are supposed to work out or how they're supposed to go, and you cling to it super hard, that's where all your pain comes from. You're less likely to see the good things that came out of that. Even if it didn't go the way that you wanted it to, it still went a positive way probably, but you're not seeing it because you're attached.
Now, is that attachment linked to expectation, would you say?
I think so. Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right.
That's pretty profound.
Yeah.
Very absolutely. Profound.
Yeah. Wonderful. Good stuff.
LT, thank you very much for joining us for this episode of the Winning Edge Podcast.
It was a pleasure.
All right. Thanks so much. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!